92.3 WTTS.
My name is Neil Moore, and I'm the executive director of the Indiana Criminal Justice Institute. Part of our mission is to promote a traffic safety message continually, as much as we possibly can. And one of the things that we're very, very proud of at the Institute is the fact that we've been a catalyst in helping law enforcement agencies reduce the number of fatalities on Indiana highways for six straight years in a row. And the 2009 fatal count out of traffic crashes was actually the lowest it's been since 1927. And so we want to build on that. We've just come out of the winter months. And obviously, when we're driving in a winter climate, it's get from point A to point B, and generally we only have to deal with just other motor vehicles and certainly no motorcycles. But now that the weather's nice, we have all these other variables that come into play. We have runners, walkers, folks walking the dog, more kids out playing. We have bicyclists that are using the brand new bicycle lanes here in Indianapolis. And in other communities throughout Indiana that have bicycle routes or just bicycles on city and county highways. We have motorcyclists that are out now that are not out during the winter. And so we have these other players, if you will, that are on the streets and highways here in Indiana. And we just are encouraging and asking motorists to pay attention, obey the signs, don't get the fine. And let's make sure that everybody can use the highways and the surrounding areas safely. Mm-hmm. So the other thing I think your listeners want to know is that as an old police officer from years ago, we write speeding tickets every day of the year. We write them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you don't obey that sign, there's probably going to be someone not too far off that's more than willing to write you the ticket.
Is there anything else you'd like to get across our audience about just being outside in the spring and warm weather?
Well, I think just be mindful. Bicyclists, pedestrians, and motorcycles are all smaller objects, if you will, than another motor vehicle. And so if you have a motor vehicle that has a big, thick door post or roof post, make sure you're taking a second or two to kind of look around that door post or that window post to make sure you don't have a blind spot and that you're seeing everything on the highway that you're about to turn onto. And then the other message that we would always leave them with, regardless of the time of year, always buckle up. Always buckle up if you're in the motor vehicle, simply because we know it saves lives. And that would be probably my final message.
Do you have a particular website you direct people to?
Yes, www.icji.gov. And if they'll go there, we have a lot of motoring hints and tips. We have information about the new graduated driver's license for our younger motorists that are just learning to drive, and that's now in effect. And we like to think that we have a pretty good amount of information involving traffic safety and highway safety there.
Okay.